for us here? Okay. Shimi, please read from the Rashi Pirish. It's in the I don't know where it is on your sheet. She preprinted the new sheets, the newer sheets. It's on the second page. Yesterday's it might have been on the first sheet, I'm not sure. So we go. Rashi and the Malfo and base Debo Master Pasab of the Christian. Go ahead. Smack in the middle of the line. Something like that.
Oh, got me. Rashi Pirish.
Okay, right. We might as just say it in honor of Rani. Let's just read it right. The Kisani.
Okay,
so most people ate you normally eat a small amount of this. Imagine, you know, if I think of something like that, you know how you go into a restaurant, they sometimes serve you bread before the meal. And sometimes they'll have real bread, but sometimes they'll have these like very thin, they're like crackers. And they tend to be in the tuvelas, they have like seeds on them. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
They're fun to eat, right? It's kind of hard to eat large quantities of that. Show me a question. Okay. From now on, when I get those physical statements, I'm going to say, aim to be in line with Hashem. Okay. Doesn't matter who you are, that's what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
וכשאחר רב הונא הרבה אמר רב נחמן עד יקפנה זה רב לרבונו אכל לסבוע ממנה ולא בתורת כיסאין וצריך לברך אחריה וראיה לדברי הגאון וכל לחם צידם יבש היה נקודים תרגומה בכל לחם.
Oh, not a correct spelling, but it's a good spelling anyway. You know, it's Rani, Yavesh Haya. I'm pretty sure I thought it was written Chaser. No, was I wrong? I don't remember. But yeah, there are two words. One was in 2 weeks ago's Parsha, Akudim, Nikudim, Uvrudim, Shva, and the Nun, short U in the Kuf, and therefore you get a Darish Chazak Nadal. This is Nikudim, where a Chirik under the Nun, Dagish in the Kuf, and then it's a long U vowel in the Kuf. So there's no Dagish in the Dal that follows. So I don't know if the relation, Nikudim there is almost certainly spotted. Nikudim here, I don't know exactly what the word means, except for he says, the mashma says, Yavesh haya nikudim. Oh, if it could be related, it's actually hard to say. How are they related?
You know, it's not soon, it's like spotted.
What happens when you get really dried out bread?
Funky.
It crumbles into little dots, right? I wonder, I don't know if that's the relationship. They're two very different words. In other words, the vocalization is different. The root's obviously the same, so I don't know for sure. But the bottom line is, how do you know? How does it support the Aruch position, the Gaon's position? The Targum is? Okay, so how does that prove the Gaon's point? Shemi?
Kisanim means Easter for the dry bread?
Well, because Nikudim, it's Nikudim and it's Yavesh. So it's dry.
The Radak being quoted.
Yes, okay, that's working backwards, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the riot. The fact that it's dry bread, and it's the Targum uses the term Nikudim es Kisani. Okay, fine. Continue.
ובין כיסים שממרים עושם בדברש ושקעים, כגון הנקראים רוש גיליש, דיאה חשוב, ובין איסה שאירו...
You don't know what that means?
Of course not.
Okay, excellent. ובין איסה...
ובין איסה שאירו במשפרוס, או מיני טבלן, בין הנקראים בשגוגש...
Well, so that one you can probably guess. That's probably the same word I'm guessing as...
Biscuits,
right, which are hard. That's the third kind. Okay. Kulam.
Kulam din pasavav kisanim yesh lahem. Ve'inu evarach lahem amotzi v'shalosh brachos Elam kin kavasu desova. Osh al chashir kedar panav damefloa.
So there are two important points here in the Beis Ose. One which is problematic, one which is important. The one that's problematic is this line at the end. I think Lewis, you asked me this question. The Achronim already asked this question. He doesn't say this in the Shulchan Aruch, but he says that all these things are possible, Habavikistan, and you only make Hamotzi and Birkas Hamasan, Shalosh Brachos, and in King Kavasudasala, but Wahal Shir Shederach B'nei Adam Lekvalala. So what's odd about that last sentence? Jay? Right. It sounds from this line that there are two ways it can be considered kriyas. Even if you eat a gargantuan amount, if you eat a gargantuan amount, and for you it's not kriyas suda because you have, you know, you're the stomach of Andre the Giant. So, that the Gemara said, at least the first Rav Nachman to Rav Huna, doesn't matter that you have that kind of appetite. You look at what normal people do. And then, it sounds from the Beis Ose, let's say you're Koveh on it, even though people normally are not Koveh on it. Now, that is Machlokas HaRishonim. That's a Machlokas between the Rosh and the Raida. But we assume, in the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's clear the Mechaber Paskins like the Rosh, which is not what it sounds like from here. So, the Mamar Mordechai just suggests, I didn't give you this passage in the Mamar Mordechai, it's a different passage. The Mamar Mordechai suggests that here the Beis Yosef is being la'adadak. He's just saying, whichever sheet that you hold, if you hold like the Rush, then it's achal davar acherim kovan lo. If you hold like the Raivin, kavasudas salama. Even though acherim not kovan lo. So that's a very, he doesn't formulate this way in the Shulchan Aruch. It was only in the Beis Yosef that he said it this way. But do remember that the Rav Yosef Karo's primary sefer of Pesach is Rani. The Beit Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch is really just the crib notes that you could do a quick hazara. All over the place, here he doesn't use the two-word phrase, but one of his most common two-word phrases is the Hachinach Tinah in the Beis Yosef. That's the way we hold. It is, I don't know what to say what's non-existent, but it's almost non-existent. Or like, it's rarer than a lightning strike, and maybe a lot rarer than a lightning strike, where his Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't cohere with his Maskan in the Beis Yosef.
There's one dairy and fish.
He thinks
people say it's a
tongue, so fish. Oh, milk and fish.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, just dairy. I didn't hear what you said. Dairy and fish. Yes. It is a tongue, so fish. But the only basis for it is the Gemara in Tzachin in the seventh parak, which says fish and meat, roasted in the oven at the end. But anyway, yes, you started more makta, not the milk and fish, or not?
Some are, but the ones who know the talmud sofer are not.
I got it. Which one are you from?
Yes.
The talmud sofer people. Okay, well, I'm surprised because some of us, even though it doesn't really come up in my side, I've been eating meat and fish together also. Because the chasam sofer is already mafahik to us, you know, because we don't seem to have this issue anymore. There's no sefer. But once upon a time, there was a sakana. There was no fish. There was a sakana.
What happened?
No, by dina sakana it's different. Tell me something. Do you drink mayim galuyim?
You mean overnight?
Yeah.
But I don't usually have it in my bed.
No, but it's not just next to your bed. It's because the snake might come and get out of it. But the Mechaber already says, when the Rambam quotes all... The Rambam, by the way, does not quote meat and fish. He doesn't quote that then at all.
Really?
Yes, but he quotes all the dinim of pilut because there are mishnayos and trumos. Right? The meat and fish is like a throwaway line of one of them. The sugya is about recha milsa, about cooking milk and meat in the same oven at the same time. And then, so the Gemara says that the benisa, that the fish, is a kind of fish that was eaten with meat, roasted with meat at the same time, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Right? We treat it as if it's flesh. And then one Amar said, even benilcha, even with salt, you're not allowed to eat it because it's kashal davachar, which is tzaras. Right? It's a bad for, I don't know, leprosy, whatever tzaras was at the time of the Gemara. So the Rambam doesn't quote it. But all the dinim of giloy, which are mishnayos and trumas, the Rambam quotes. So, but the Chacham already says, well, not because we use Nechashim and not Metzuyim Eimer. So I assume that, the Dinim and Sakana are not Gzeira, but they're just Chachamim pointed out these things are dangerous. And we don't follow their medicines anymore, and so on. So somehow the meat and fish are stuck with a lot of people, so much so that, I don't know if they still do, the OU and Worcestershire sauce used to write OU fish. So you would know not to use it with meat. Okay. OU fish. They have OU dairy. They have OU fish. Whatever. Anyway, bottom line is his primary is to say for Pesach is that he's associated, but here he chooses not to repeat the formulation of Shulchan Aruch. It's not an explicit contradiction, and certainly Shulchan Aruch is just omission. Earlier in the previous sif, I think he passes very clear, explicitly, it should be on the sheet, that it all depends upon everybody else's kias, not your kias at all, not like the writers. That's how he passes. Okay. Fine. Now, the other very salient point, though, is that the Beis Yosef says, and he doesn't state this explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. But what is the really important conceptual point he has about Pasuk B'Kisser? Shemi?
That it's all Suffolk and so we're Mekel.
It's a Suffolk and so we're Mekel. Now, is it a Kula? So this is the question. Well, firstly, is it a Kula? There's a lot that's wrapped up in this. Why not just say, okay, I'll wash and make Brachos Hamazon? Why not? What's the big deal? Shani?
Bracha
Lavatala. But if you make the wrong bracha this way, maybe it's also Bracha Lavatala. So I have a new kula. As a suffix, a Bracha Lavatala, we don't make it possible because you don't have to make any brachas.
Right.
No, that's not what we would say. You know what we would say? We'd say, well, you always have to be prepared to pass up a kisser. So next time they bring out the cake, it's not enough to have one piece. You'll have to have 8 pieces. You need to be machmir for the Aruch HaShulchan that it's not enough to be kovei on other things and have some cake. You have to be kovei on the cake. So the next time they bring out cake, your mother brings cake home, you explain to your mother that you have a new chumrah that you learned from your Rebbe, which is you have to eat the entire cake. Sorry, I'd like to share, but I can't because I don't want to have a stuff in the brachos. Your mother will say to you, young man, Jake, just go wash on some bread.
We're giving out
giant holes. So those are probably they're not possible to kiss it. Yeah. I know for sure, but I assume that they are fried. So that's awesome.
I mean, doesn't I get into the
sin
that I'm just to eat to be
kovei? We will talk about that. It's on the Mikros.
Oh, okay.
It's on the Mikros. I think you will have gotten a thorough indoctrination of the possible to kiss it by the time you're done. You all know that if you eat enough waffles, you know by now, you will wash and bench on them. Much to the consternation of other members of your household, that's what you will do.
I watched something today.
Well, yeah, well, okay. I assume you always did in the past, but you had it to deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not new.
Well, I was
only
one
that
I knew that I was supposed to
answer. Yes, okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Anyway, so let's take a look. I'm going to try to follow the Makaras. I apologize, I was exceedingly lazy this morning, so instead of interweaving the Makaras, I just gave you the Ma'amar Komas at the start, and then you have to go through them. So let's start with the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Samach Ches. Boaz, please read that. We'll do it like the round robins today for Rita. Ahead. Pass.
Kuf
Samach Zayin. Kuf Samach. First one. First Shulchan Aruch. That on the, in the order of the chorus.
So Pass of Yisnan, Yishma Virgin.
Real chashuv. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, bless you.
If I were really into mechtar, I would have figured out what the old French and Spanish is. But I'm not that smart. Okay. Okay, so here, right, so Ronnie, you have to point that the Mechaber does, it seems pretty clear to me that if you only had a very little bit, right, you could say Tam Nikab Isa, the Mechaber passes that you do, that it would be pass.
Yeah.
It has to be Tam Nikab Isa. I guess the debate is going to be, well, what's Tam Nikab Isa? And that's, you know, right. Okay, so anyway, so the Mechaber says it's Tamos Nikar Ve'isa, and the Ramonev says, V'yeshom.
Right.
Right? So I would say probably, again, I'm reluctant to argue the Mechaber via these things that you wouldn't wash on our challah, on Ashkenazi challah. But let's say you had a really sweet challah, where it's nika. Right? Where you, I don't, like, you might sometimes people put a little sugar on the outside, and that would qualify, and if it isn't there in the baking process. If it's really nika, the sugar, so then, or honey, whatever it is, in a way that you would say this bread is sweet, so then that's where the machlokas Mechaber must. The Rama would say that you put some chocolate chips into it. The Mechaber would say, put some chocolate chips in the bowl before it turns into babka. Chaber would say pass above a kiss, and Rama would say pass. But if you put in enough chocolate chips where this could be confused with a chocolate babka, then I think the Rama would say that pass above a kiss. Fine. Continue.
Rashi is order of the Kenyan Shabbat Dask Rama. Being partial to the cross, a baby to develop, and train them to develop, chosen with some to Avon, the invasion of the coast to Sinosa. The Hainikram, Fishkinish. The Allah to the Rekulam, Shalakol, Elu, Hatvarim,
So what is interesting is that in the Shulchan Aruch, while I don't think it contradicts what he says, because he leaves out the resetting of suffering. And then let me just be, because the nature of the Shulchan Aruch is the short form. Right? The Mechaber tells you in his Hakam of the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch just so you could chazer all the maskanos, so the Beis Yosef, every 30 days. I know, it's pretty mind-boggling. That's a lot to read, by the way. You can find in each single, I'm sure this is more popular than I bet you among Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. They make a single volume Shulchan Aruch with just the Mechaber in it, and some might have Mechaber Ramah. They have it. I think the Beis Medrash has it too, and I'm sure they have it so and so. Imagine, I mean, it's getting through every 30 days. It's a fair amount of work. It assumes you understand what you're reading too. So, Mechaber lived in a time where they didn't have televisions and smartphones, and apparently people weren't as dumb. Okay, fine. So that's the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, the Halacha to the Rei Kulam, and skip out, I'm sorry, before you do that, read Boaz, you get one more thing, then we'll get to Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Kuf Samaches, Zayin, Yud Gimel, excuse me. Read Yud Gimel.
Afilu Dabar Shabbat Lasso Ava, Im Shla Otkana, Tigana, Im Mavarim Allah Amosi, Afilu Shiish Allah Torisa Dinama.
So let's briefly talk about this, what he's talking about here. You made a dough, but you fried it, or you cooked it. So you don't make hamotzi, even though it has tzuras hapas. Why does it have tzuras hapas? Because it's a dough that you heated. And how, he says, afilu nischai v'bachal. What does he mean by afilu nischai v'bachal? How is it nischai v'bachal? You didn't bake it. So he's, but then he shouldn't say afilu nisayi b'chala. Means there are two scenarios: it was or it wasn't nisayi b'chala. But if chilasa isa, how is it possible that's not nisayi b'chala? Shouldn't
he? This is
according to Rambam. The way the Mashulchan Aruch has it. In other words, you can have donuts which are chayav in chala and donuts which are patur in chala. How do you get donuts which are chayav in chala? Because you made the dough thinking you were going to bake it. You thought that you bake donuts. And then you continue reading the recipe book, and it said, "Oh no, you fried donuts." It's an interesting question. Is that a kriyas challah b'tolos? Is there such a thing? I have no idea. But whatever, you have two kinds of donuts. Your grandmother's special recipe. That's a secret recipe. Is baking the donuts, and you decide you're going to make it, and then you change your mind. You know what? You don't want to share your grandmother's donuts. You know, in that kind of delicacy with everybody else. You keep it to yourself. So therefore, you're going to fry it. So in such a case, it's chayav and challah, because it was klilas o'isa. You originally intended to make it something that would be chayav and challah. So Mechaber says, even if it's not always going to be, but even if these things were nischayav and challah, you still don't make hamotzi. Why?
The
beer has hamotzi.
The beer has hamotzi in a holish ela agar sharas hafiyah. It's a baker bread. V'yish cholten ve'omrim.
Like a sponge.
Right.
Now, the truth is, there's something about the Mechaber that I think is problematic. I have to go, I didn't look at the Beis Yosef on this. I'll admit to you, there's something that's problematic here. This is only true. Think about the Mechaber, it seems to me, is blending two shitas here. When he says that you should be machmir, that there's another shita, that even though you didn't bake it in the end, it's still you make hamotzi. I think that only makes sense if it was tchilas o isa, if you intended to bake it in the end. But what was Rabbi Natan's shita? This is Rabbi Natan's shita, the second part of the shita. What was Rabbi Natan's shita? Louis, remember?
That if it started with baked batter or like dough.
Yes.
Then no matter what it became in the end.
It's chayiv.
It's chayiv follow.
And
if, as long as there's throughout the pot in the end, then it's also chayiv hamotzi.
So, yes, but you're correct. Everything you said is emes lamita shorcha, but there's one detail that you need to emphasize. Yes?
That it doesn't matter how your intention, it matters
what
the actual...
Well, that's why it's chayv and chala, right? But there's a next step, I think, if you look in the formulation. What is hamotzi tied to? Rabbi Natan Shita, if you look in Tosos, Rabbi Natan initially thought you could break it. So the pashtus is, he doesn't say it explicitly, but I thought is that Birchas Hamotzi is connected to Chala. In other words, if there's a chiyuv in Chala, that was what Rabbi Natan got wrong. But that should mean that for us, if you make the donut dough with the intention of frying it in the first place, and it's not as chayv and challah, again, according to Rabbi Natan, it would be chayv and challah. But we don't paskin like him in challah. If you're not going to paskin like him in the chayv of challah, you can still adhere to his psak that anything that's chayv and challah is hamotzi, anything that's not chayv and challah is not hamotzi. So that's why this mechaber is very tricky. I'm not sure. Now you could say the mechaber means only. In other words, he quotes two dayas. The first daya is what probably most Rishonim hold. Rabbi Natan thought originally that if you don't bake it in the end, there's no hamotzi. Hamotzi is totally upon achia. Chal is totally upon the lisha. Rabbi Natan's maskana was that if it's chayv and chal, it's chayv and hamotzi. Which I would explain that because if it's pas for challah, it's pas for hamotzi. But what if you were to reject Rabbi Natan's position on the challah aspect and say that if you make the donut dough with the intent of baking it, it becomes chayv and challah, even if you don't bake it at the end. But if you make the donut dough with the intention of frying it, it's never chayv and challah. So you can accept Rabbi Natan's or Tosus's rejection of Rabbi Natan's Havanina. Namely, you could accept Tosus's idea that Hamotzi and Chala are Tal Batalia. Yet, if you reject Rabbi Natan and Tosus on the Chiv Chala, then mainly you could agree with them on Hamotzi, but since there's no Chiv and Chala, there's no Hamotzi either. So when the Mechaber here quotes V'yesh Omrim, Yesh Chokim or Omid Choshet Chilasa Isa Abba, Afilu Rikich HaFamayim Asasuf Ganim, Tatatata, Mevrach Hamotzi, That's not clear that that's what Tosus says. Tosus doesn't say if the Tchilas Ha'isa is Ava, you make Hamotzi on it. Tosus says if the Tchilas Ha'isa is Chayv, if the Isa is Chayv and Chala, then you make Hamotzi as well. Yes?
I don't have it in front of me, but could he reading Rabbeinu Tam this way? Because Rabbeinu Tam's proof was the mincha offering, right?
Right.
So it's not necessarily Chala. It was something that started with Isa.
Yes and no. In other words, that's not a good. I don't think that's a good raya. A good reason to have on the minus point, because the reason it's not chayv and chal is a technicality, because it's kashan. That's the only reason it wouldn't be chayv and chal according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a karba mincha you don't separate chal from. Why don't you separate chal from a karba mincha if it's a belila ava? Not because it's pata from chal per se. Not because the belila is no good. Because it's karba mincha, and kachin is pata, right? If the gizbar does the gilgal, right? If you have flour and water, and the makdashit, and the gilgal, and the isa, and the gizbar does the gilgal, he makes it to the isa, and now you redeem it, it's pata. But that's not a technicality.
Right, I was saying more like, could it be an ingredient that it's tied, both are tied to isa? and he degenerates, but because that's what Tzvi used to argue that.
Maybe. I have to look. Look, Ischaka and Maskarim, I didn't read this section of Beis Yosef. I only invoke this here because this is Rav Kibbe Eger's Kasha. Why does the Mechaber here say Yireel Kimi Etzes Kulam? You're not sure whether it's Hamotzi or not, and by Pasa Baba Kistin, when you have three different things that have it in a Sfekos, why does the Mechaber say the following, Jake? If you want to eat ringdings, you should wash and have bread first. Because ringdings are not hard, so maybe ringdings aren't Pasa Baba Kistin, maybe it's regular Pas. And if you want to have crackers, which are not sweetened at all, and are not, you know, are not filled with anything, so maybe you should say that you have to wash also on bread and make hamotzi because of a soft faith, because you're able to give me a chance for them, or ideally. So that was Ricky Vager's question. In other words, why here, by that Sifter Dimel, does the Mechaber say you're able to give me a chance for them, and yet when it comes to the Pasa Baba Kistin, he has three shittos, and he doesn't say you're able to give me a chance for them, go wash to avoid it. He just says all of them are Pasa Baba Kistin. Yes.
That that's what, like,
not a fear. I think this is not a Faretz Gadai Yishchanu Nachash. I think Yireish Shemayim is, it means it's like the, I suspect that with this type of a formulation is like the famous story from Rav Mital, Shechter tells, and I think it's printed, right? Rav Mital once said that, you know, all the yeshiva bachurim, they read the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Baal Nefesh Yachid Matzah. So the yeshiva bachurim just, oh, I'm a Baal Nefesh. He said, when I was a Talmud, I read the Mishnah Berurah, and it said, Baal Nefesh Yachid Matzah. He said, well, that's not me, I'm not a Baal Nefesh. Every yeshiva bachurim thinks, you know, he's been learning for 6 days, he thinks he's the biggest Baal Nefesh, he has to be a Machmir. No, you're not a Baal Nefesh, you have to reach a certain madrigal to be a Baal Nefesh. So I think the Yirei Shemayim also suggested, not Machuyev to do so, it's a nice practice to do. But why doesn't he recommend that? Nice practice, what Kibbe Eger asks, when it comes to Pasa Baba Kistin. That's, so if you take a look, Jake, please read. And now the Biur Halacha.
I don't have it printed.
Oh, so just the Boaz, we'll look on Boaz. Zion. Ayin.
Ayin, the Kibbe Eger. Shehekshe Amalo Ketalo Machaber.
Yirei Shemayim.
Yirei Shemayim, that's Ayde Kulam.
Sif Yud Gimel, the one we just read.
Sif Yud Gimel.
Okay, Uvamamar Mordechai.
Uvamamar Mordechai, Meishro, Tzitima, Jalom, Nizkar, Vahid Yashir, Polkim, Abosim, Vize, the Epshar, the Mudo, the Hadade,
Ayin Sham. Okay, so that's the first point he makes. What's his argument here? Even though it doesn't really, it's not the Beis Yosef's approach, what is his argument?
It could be
the knowledge of the time. Yeah. He says, it's not about focus. We should remember explicitly that each describes what Pasa Baba Kistin is, and they can all be correct. It's like the famous story. The person goes to the rabbi, husband and wife are arguing. The husband presents his tithes, and the rabbi listens and says, you're right. The wife then presents her tithes, and he says, you're right. It's Talmud says to the rabbi, how can they both be right? So you're right too. So here, the mainstream sheet of Mekisim is right, and Rashi's definition is right, and the Earth's definition is right. They're all right. Now, how can they all be right? That's right. What? What? How can they all be right? Jake?
It's not an explicit category.
It means anything that's not standard meal bread is called Pasa Baba Kistin. Pasa Baba Kistin is just one dogma of that. In fact, I think it's clear in the Gemara, I have a little bit of a, what is a riot from the Gemara to this? Yes?
Fubedara?
Yes, even a better raya maybe? Our Gemara on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, when they present the story with Rav Huna, was that where? It's one of these two places. Well, the Gemara, when they're telling the story, so firstly, he just calls it rifteh, bread. Now, I assume it's not regular bread. And then, the next story is Pasa Baba Kistin, and then they quote Shmuel, Lachmanius ma'arvin al-bahanam umbarachan al-bahanam, right? So they're talking about, it's not all Pasa Baba Kistin. There's rifteh, there's Pasa Baba Kistin, there's Lachmanius, there's Kuva Da'ara. All of these things, the Gemara says, only if you're Koveya Sudan, you make a bracha. I wish Ronnie, can you step out in the front and say, this should clinch the argument. Right? It's clear. Isn't that a good riot? No?
The
Gemara. No, the Mamar Mordechai is making the claim. He's saying he's arguing, and the Aruch HaShulchan does as well. It's not my argument. I first saw the Bir Halacha in the Mamar Mordechai. It's not mine. Right? But I think the riot from the Gemara is a very good riot. The Gemara doesn't call Lachmanios and the Rifta and the Kuvadara. Firstly, in the Kuvadara Sidra, where we are, Daf Lam Zayin Lam Ches, the Gemara doesn't use the term Pasav Abikisna. And on a Mabez, it talks about Lachmanios, it talks about Pasav Abikisna, it talks about Rifta. So isn't it clear that it's Pasav Abikisna? This is what I would say. Only one of the Rishonim is correct as to what exactly the Gemara meant by Pasav Abikisna. But the fact that that's what the Gemara meant by Tassel of a Kistin doesn't mean the din is limited to that. I think that's clear in the Gemara. Lewis?
So this, like, may allow us more expansive rights application of Tassel of a Kistin. Like, can we start saying other things that we don't normally eat anymore as, like, central bread meals, even though they might not fall into the three categories?
What do you mean? Give me an example.
About, like, some certain breads, like, not like the cracker breads you're seeing, but if you go to, like, an Italian restaurant or something, like bread, like a thin baguette or something, which is not necessarily like
treated
as a meal.
I mean, the answer is yeah. In the Shulchan Aruch, I forget where it is. It's not in one of the sefer. I wish I had the whole thing here now. Now I should have taught halacha kedikas then. But there are discussions of things if you make them very very thin, they call them pasav abekisna. It's the same food. So the answer is yes. I think you can. It doesn't have to fit. But you'll tell me, well, that's not cracker. It's not sweetened, and it's not filled. I think it's kosher that, yes, there's a question of what pasav abekisna it is, but it seems to me obvious that, despite what the Mechaber says in the Beis Yosef, all of these things should have, not all these things are pasav abekisna, but all of the din of pasav abekisna. It doesn't sound like the Beis Yosef holds that way, because otherwise he would have formulated it differently. We've got to finish something up, by the way, in the earlier discussion. I was asking you, if it's a Sabbath Baruch HaMatala, what does it accomplish? Let me ask you a question. If I make a Motzi Lechem on Earth on my apple, is that a Baruch HaMatala?
Yeah.
If I make a Borei Mei Mizonos on my apple, is that a Baruch HaMatala?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how does it work here? You're not sure whether you should make, you have a Sabbath whether it's possible to kiss it or not. So you're going to make Mizonos. Well, maybe it's supposed to be Hamotzi. So this is a big discussion. The pastor says Mizona Shatata Hamotzi, yes. Now, but let's go on the other side. You make an Alamithia, but you need to bench Shalosh Brachos. So those who want to say, which is Mistab, there are two ways of handling this. One way, as the Mamar Mordechai points out, is that by definition, you're not eating Kedei Sfiyah. It only works if you don't assume like the Ravid and company that Kazayas to Kabetz of Daraisa. As you pass in the way most Rishonim, I think, pass them, which is Kedei Sfiyah's Doraisa. By the way, just so you know, one of the other things that goes along with that is that if you hold... never mind. Okay. But if you hold Kedei Sfiyah's Doraisa, well, it's not a problem. Because you're not chayav at all mid-Doraisa when you eat Pasa Baba Kisten, because you don't eat Kedei Sfiyah. Because if you eat Kedei Sfiyah, that we call Kedei Sfiyah, then of course you'd be making Hamotzi and making Shalosh Brachos. But there are those who want to say that midaraisa, if you said ala mechia, which is me'in shalosh, in lieu of shalosh brachos, that you would be yotze midaraisa. So therefore, in effect, certainly on a daraisa level, mizonos, I mean that's all the rabbanon, and me'in shalosh is like a bracha hacholalas. That's the paradigmatic bracha hacholalas is shehakol. So much so that there's a day in Tosis that if you're not sure whether it's Atzei V'samim or Istavei V'samim or Nasa Re'atha L'Peres, you make a Shehakol. We don't paskin there. How do we paskin? Minei V'samim. Bari Minei V'samim, yes. But there's a day in Tosis near the, or towards the days of Peres, who says, oh, maybe make a Shehakol, we're not sure. So we have different, brachos are like a part of a Venn diagram where some brachos are more inclusive and some brachos are more exclusive, but very often brachos are contained within other brachos. So in the same way that Haritz is contained within Adama, and they're both contained within Shahak also the Zonos, and according to Rav Yochanan, the way you Paskin, Hamotzi and Hagechan are also included Shahak and Eidol. Rav Huna said no. He said Shahak doesn't partner those two. So in the very same way, so in this context, the Zonos could partner bread, and maybe Me'in Shalosh is Kolel, the Shalosh Brach. It is Kolel. It is Me'in Shalosh. It's Kolel in content, and theme it is, but maybe it be treated as a Bracha Kolel, so that's certainly the Malkum Safek. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure if you came and said, Rebbe, I had 6 slices of pizza, I washed, but by mistake I made an Al-Mechir, what should I do? I think we would say you have to make Brachas Al-Azaneh. At the very least, the Rabbanan is a Chir of Shalosh Brachas. So I don't think we would say you part of it. In this case, because you don't know that you have Shalosh Brachas in the first place, so the Me'in Shalosh will satisfy. Either because it works with the Raisa, or because you didn't have today's sphere by definition, otherwise you would have been washing and mentioning anyway. Okay. Fine. So anyway, coming back to our point, Rani, you just said that, you missed this. I brought a right that you and the Fine are wrong, which is the Gemara, the din of Pasa Babakistan isn't limited to Pasa Babakistan. How do I know that? Because the Gemara talks about Kuvah Da'ara, it doesn't call Pasa Babakistan. It talks about Lachmanios. It talks about Achal Rishtei, Tlesa Rishtei. It's not called Pasa Babakistan. I think they all have the din of Pasa Babakistan because it's not that it's Pasa Babakistan. It means anything that's not meal bread. You only make hamotzi and brachas also if you're kobay on it. It's still not what it seems that a sosei holds. I acknowledge that, but I think it's a pretty good raya for the Maamar Mordechai's whole position.
I think the Rambam, like the Rambam quotes Kola De'ara, like the halacha is the first part he cites that sukya, and the second is Mirmidet. So you would just say like it's a limited scope. It's not saying Kola De'ara as the paradigm. It's just saying that.
Only these two things.
Yeah.
That deserves 3 nose wrinkles. And you also include Lachmanios. And you also, and by the way, I want to point out, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch in front of me. I said this before. In one of the Sefer, the Mechaber quotes, maybe it's from Tosos, and he quotes the Halacha, that you have certain Lachmanios, if they're normal thickness, it's Hamotzi, but if they're very thin. So it's not Mumula, it's not sweet, and it's not cracker texture. It's just very thin. So he says that Tosha says that you that only if you kovei on it. That Tosha said he gets on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph.
That's just a question of what the line is for.
The Inlish. Tosha thinks it's like Kuvah D'Ara, but it's not Kuvah D'Ara, it's something else. Okay. Anyway, we'll be fighting until the end of the year on this. We'll be learning, God willing, we'll get to at least we can finish the 7th parak next month. So, you know, we'll be still fighting through the Birchas HaMazon. Okay. Fine. So this is a really important issue, and it comes up later. There's one more Bir Halacha, Drake, if you can read the Bir Halacha on well, I think we say in the Beis Medrash to be a halacha. There is be'er and there's ba'er. Both forms appear in Chumash, which means that this particular word sometimes doesn't get the compensatory lengthening to compensate for the loss of the damage. So I think in the Beis Medrash it's called the be'er halacha. But technically it could be called the be'er halacha, if you like.
What do they call it?
They use the kafa chayim. Not the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Anyway, so Jay, please read the Be'or Halacha on letter Ches. To unim bracha lechneim, he's talking about Pasal of a kiss in the middle of the meal. So Ayin.
Ayin, the Mishnah Bura, Shekata, Shem, Rabin Avram, the Uadim, the Chum, Hapat, the Baba Kisne, and the Bar, the Sif Zayin.
You have to make Mizonis in the middle of the meal. Mehine.
The Emet Barav, the Lord of the Kamari Shalim, Mehine.
Mishum. So notice here it's a chumra now. Right? Now normally it's eat it alone to treat pas habakis and this pas. To treat a bread as pas is a chumra. You have to wash the bench. But in the middle of a meal, to treat as pas habakis is a chumra. Because if it's real bread, what bracha do you make on the middle of a meal? Nothing. But if it's pas habakis, then you have to make a bracha. So he says that the only reason why we don't wash and bench, we don't make hamotzi and bench on these three breads is because each one is a sabay pasal abekistan, not vadai. So then we don't make hamotzi and bench because of sabay brachas lahakel. But now the cheshbon of sabay brachas lahakel flips the other way. He says, but then denachtikenu denachtikol the pas kisin in tzvara. Why? The other rabba. Therefore, Al-Kain. Okay, this is pretty funny. It's Mamula, Nilash, Bifash, and it's also Dak Biyavish. Isn't that kind of hard to have? how do you get that? How does bread become hard? Why does it become hard? No. When you bake it and it's hard. Like, yeah, you know, the Yekisha bakeries, we used to joke and say that the famous bakery, Gunnerbaum's, I don't know if there still was one branch in the Heights even left, but we used to say that the cakes come out of the oven, they're stale a bit. They have a special ingredient they use. It's like German, you know. So why does it get hard? Why is it hard, Shimmy? Because you don't have enough. Because you don't have liquid in it. Right? The liquid is in effect evaporated, or there isn't so much liquid. When you have something that is mamula, right? The stuff inside is going to be oozing out liquid, which is going to keep the bread moist. It's kind of hard. And can you imagine? A donut. Imagine a donut. I mean, it's not a donut. It's filled with fruit. Right? Imagine something like that. What?
Donuts are filled afterwards.
Yeah, okay, so that's not a good example. Yes, they are injected, it is true. They're still sweet, right? They're still hot. Well, they're not hot. But, imagine you, I don't know, let's say you had a... What? Imagine you have a fruit tart, which is totally, you know, closed off. So, you're not going to generally get the bread hard, cracker, like, because the liquid in the fruit is going to keep the bread moist, I think. That's pretty wild. That's what he quotes in the Dalga Merhava and the Graz. Who's the Dalga Merhava? Who wrote the Dalga Merhava? It's a commentary on the Sadeh Shulchan Aruch, a short one. And a very important post really.
What's it called?
Dagul de Merhava. This Yecheskel Landau. Who is Yecheskel Landau of Prague? Anybody know this name that he's known by? The Noda Bihuda. Otherwise, we say the Nodi Bihuda. Okay? Which is a pasuk in Tehillim, a phrase from Tehillim. Nodi Bihuda was Yecheskel Landau of Prague. He's probably maybe one of the two single most important Shelos Shuvos that's what the Ashkenazim have. Not sorry, the Ashkenazim. One of Nodi Bihuda and the Chasam Sofer. So bottom line is that's what the Dalga Merhava wrote. The Graz is?
Not the Griz.
The Griz was of Yitzhak Zev Salvechik, the Brisker Rav. Who was the Graz? You should know this, Boaz.
How much do I know that?
Well, when I tell you it is, you'll know why you should know it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav.
The Alter Rebbe.
The Alter Rebbe, yeah. That's the Graz.
Never heard him called it the Graz before.
That's how he's always referred to in the Achronim.
He's a Schneier Zalman.
Yeah, I don't know why the Zion is. The Zion is for Zalman. Well, virtually
Schneier is Zalman Yiddish.
What?
I think Schneier is Zalman.
Well, that's why. Then that tells you why he's a Graz.
No,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Zalman is Shlomo in Yiddish. Schneier is...
Yeah, Zalman makes sense as Shlomo. Salomon.
It's like Salman,
it's
Shlomo in Arabic.
Well, yeah, it's Salomon. Now that's how the Septuagint translators translate Shlomo.
Right.
Right.
Schneier is something.
You know, Zev Wolf is the translation. I don't know what this, but anyway, the Graz is Shulchan Arav. But Koch Einze Kosav Gamkein. The Chidushay.
Rabbi
Akiva Eger. The Chai Adam. Ulafimash Chasav Lula El.
Ulafimash Chasav Lula El.
There's no machlokas. I mean, machlokas is what does the Gemara mean literally by pasul b'kisvin? They all have the din of pasul b'kisvin. So ein kosher kol kach. Why? Because then it's not misafek. It's mivada in pasul b'kisvin, and therefore, if you have any of them in the middle of the meal, you would make a bracha. And just so, yes, go ahead. Well, Medina.
Medina here to be also davar hanil shvidvash negates you.
Right. This is the most of the Rishon of all possible of a kistin is the definition one. For that, you make during the meal.
Uvachai
other
mashma.
Okay. You should have in mind when you make an amotzi the pot of them, which the truth is, I don't know what that accomplishes because it doesn't really help you. If it's possible of a kistin, that amotzi, you can't say. You can't say, you know what, when I make my hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, I have in mind possible to kiss it. It doesn't work. Right? If it's a davar shen, if it's not pas, and it's not ba mechamas asuda, so you have to wash on it. You have to make a brach on it. It doesn't help think hamotzi. Yes?
In the Yosef, they explicitly have to sake.
I know.
So the
Mamor Mordechai, he doesn't explicitly address that issue, but I think he's assuming he's either arguing, and his argument would be a very good one. His argument is that the Mechaber means that he says it's a Safek, which is the pasuk of Abba Kisnan. Again, I agree with you. I think that's not the Mechaber's position. He's disagreeing. And the Mechaber's position is a very difficult position, which he doesn't repeat in the Shulchan Aruch, in fairness. And he doesn't say that, and therefore the halacha is that all of the pasuk kisim misafik. He just says they're all pasuk of kisim. I'm not saying that it's clear that in any way that he rejected what he wrote in the base episode. But yes, that the Mamor Mordechai that split the first halacha suggests that maybe it's really not so. The Aruch HaShulchan writes similarly. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan is where? In Chof Gimel, if you go to the end, when I need to read the Omnam Lafina Niestaiti, the last three lines. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan Siv Katan Chof Gimel, Omnam at the end of the third to last line, Omnam Lafina Niestaiti, Nira de Ain Sarath Lomer Mitam Sveta de Rabbanon. In other words, they're arguing about what pasav abekistin means. Aval ledina in chokim zelza. There's no machlokas in din. Hare ramam kolal kimat kulam kamosha kasafti. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan subscribes to the same position as the Mamor Mordechai, which I think is the eminently reasonable position. Now, if you want to accept the position of that the Dior Halacha quotes, then you at least could defend why some people don't. Well, again, people, you can only half defend them. A lot of people don't make brachas on dessert. You know why?
Because
they don't know the Halacha. And our discussion now does not change anything regarding fruit or Hadama fruit, like watermelon. In theory, it would change the discussion regarding cake. If you think that the cake that you're having is the chlal suffik of pasta of the kistner, then you would argue against making a bracha on it when you have it as dessert.
Cakes are usually much sweeter.
Right. Oh, no. Rani, I understand that. But the mechaber, but since there, if you assume that Beos are arguing that according to the Aruch or the Gaon, that the definition of pasta of Baba Kistan is cracker texture, it means that any soft bread, even if you sweeten it, is pasta of is regular pasta. If you assume the definition of you fill it with fruit, then it means that a sweetened dough or a cracker is pasta, not pasta of Baba Kistan. And if you assume that the correct definition is sweetened dough, then it means if it's a regular dough, even though you fill it with fruit, or cracker texture, those are not pasta of Baba Kistan. That's if you really take the Beis Yosef literally, that it's a suffix and only one of these Beos is correct. So the Bi'ur Halacha argues, okay, quote Sephardim will argue, well, you're right, pasta of a kistin that comes in the meal, don't make a brach on it, because maybe it's not pasta of a kistin, unless it's definition one. If it has kisim and it's filled with fruit, so then since it sounds like most Rishonim hold that that's pasta of a kistin, so legabe pasta of a kistin betoch hasuda, which the Gemara is very clear, requires a brach on fanel, and no brach achare, that's in the famous Gemara that the Nalach on the base, and that's part of the whole sugya of Dvarim Habayim betoch hasuda, lachar suda, mechmas hasuda, shlemach hasuda. It's clear pasta of a kistin, you have to make a mizonos on in the meal. The only question is, we're not sure what pasta of a kistin is. So the maskad of the halacha would seem to be that only treat the definition one for the purposes of having to make an additional bracha in the middle of the meal, since it's a suffix and the suffix bracha is the halacha, and you should make any bracha, therefore treat only definition one of pasta baba kistin. Pas asur kistin, it's a mamula with fruit, treat that as pasta baba kistin, that you would make a bracha on in the meal, otherwise you're going to make a mizonos on any other kind of bread. So you have the crackers that they serve, you go and you wash, you have some bread, and then you have some crackers at some point during the meal, he would say don't. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Imam of Mordechai, would say no. He said all of these are pasta baba kistin. So suffix at all. It might be a suffix of what the Gemara meant by pasta baba kistin, but all of these things have the same din as pasta baba kistin. Namely, if you don't kovei on it, it's mizonos. If you kovei on it, then it becomes pas, to use the Rashban or Ars formulation. To me, Dumani, that's the proper way to be knowing. The truth is, most of the time, if you ask me, I could see maybe the crackers, the hard crackers, which are not sweetened. I could sort of see that. But if you're talking about, you know, the standard bakery cake, come on, of course that's pasta baba kistin. It's not mamula with fruit with empty pockets. It's just a whole thing is sweet. It's all sugar. Shouldn't it?
I've been wondering, how do we defend the Ashkenazi practice by a matzah? If it seems from here it's got a hard texture, why isn't it pasta baba kistin?
Because the poskim say, the way it works is the following. On Pesach, the poskim say that since that is the bread of Pesach, but that even, Rani, points once again to my whole thesis. Not my thesis, my Mordechai's thesis, the Rashi's thesis. But the fact that you say that on Pesach, because that's what people eat, then that becomes the bread that has a definition of Pesach. Right? That suggests that it's not objective. Right? It changes with the circumstances. Remember, hard matzah is relatively recent.
And it's only 7 weeks old, like
that. That is what our practice is. We make hamotzi. It's hard to make hamotzi on Pesach. I twisted Rani's or pretzel here. He's in a lot of trouble, and he doesn't have a friend to help him now. Right?
No.
So now, and what I'm told is that Sfardim have now taken us. So Ashkenazim, because on Pesach we treat it as pas, we treat it as pas year round. So Sfardim, I'm told, also Sfardim Pesach has moved in that direction as well. The matzah, year-round, they also may treat as pas.
I wonder if a strict reading of the Rambam would only lend itself to soft matzah.
Well, Adarabha, I would say the Rambam, you would say crackers are pas.
Oh, because he only quotes...
He only quotes the Elosha de Vash. You know, or Metuvelos de Tavla.
Right.
He's talking about flavor and not texture.
He doesn't even quote the pocket.
No, he talks about flavoring.
Right.
So the mainstream position the Allah suggests is the first one. Second one, Zimram, the first one is a bunch of Rishonim, Lashon Kisim, and the third one is the Gaon and the Aruch.
Right.
So if you asked me, I would tell you, it may be if it were crackers, I would tell you maybe not to make a bracha. I could see being machmer not to make a bracha, but if they're serving regular cake or cookies, I think you make a bracha. Yes.
Meaning like
well, that's got to be a separate discussion. This is it, The problem, that doesn't apply to bread. All right, so let me spill the cloth for you for a moment. We're not going to go into it now. It's the Gemara that's an alpha of the days. The Gemara, the way the reigning opinion of Rishonim reads the Gemara, it's a free mouth look at how to read the Gemara, but the way, and I think the Rambam also reads like Tosus here, the way Tosus reads the Gemara is the following. B'toch ha-suda, which means before you clear the table, take every, we don't have an achar suda anymore, that's a chiddush Tosus says, but the three Gemara is the following. There's two periods. There's B'toch ha-suda and achar suda. B'toch ha-suda, any foods that are brought, if they are bom mechamas ha-suda, which Tosus defines either condiments for the bread or main dishes, meat, fish, etc. No bracha ben lechana ben lechara. It's covered by the hamotzi, it's covered by the chatzavazah. If it's shalom mechamas ha-suda, like fruits, we would also say pasta, real cake, cookies. So shalom mechamas ha-suda requires a bracha rishona, but no bracha acharon. The chatzavazah covers it, but it's not covered by hamotzi. And if it's bol la'achar ha-suda, then it requires, no matter what it is, it requires bracha l'chanah and la'achareh. Now Tosos, after explaining that, says, by the way, we don't have la'achar ha-suda b'zman hazeh anymore. If you have la'achar ha-suda, the only place I can think of that you could, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. You might argue that, like, in some way, I know it's never there at the end of the wedding. God willing, in a few weeks, I will be there till the bloody end of the wedding. Mirz Hashem, looking forward to it. But usually, as a Masada, when I come for my students, I usually, for the Chopin, if I stay at the World of Honor, I'm not there at the end. But they used to have, I don't know if they still have, like a Viennese table, where basically everybody leaves their tables, they dance one more, and then you go and you have dessert. That might qualify as lachar ha-suda. That's the only thing I can think of. But today, on a standard Shabbos and Yom Tov table, everything Tosfos says is b'toch ha-suda, if he actually does. So you don't have that third category. So you never have bracha achorna. But cake, even though the dessert is considered is b'toch ha-suda, but clearly it's shabo bechamas ha-suda. And there's nothing that's changed about that. There's no people say, oh, dessert is different today. It's part of the meal. What are you talking about? Did Rani, did every mother say to you, if you don't eat dessert, you lose the fun? Dessert is not part of the meal. It's purely optional. It's lekinuach. It's exactly what this is, exactly what a dessert is. So the halacha is that anything that you have for dessert, if you have ice cream, if it's a milk meal or a part of ice cream, you have to make a shakal. You have fruit or hadama fruit, you have to make a eitz for hadama. And if you have pasta mabekistin, you have to make a mezonos. So the only question you might have here is maybe the pasta mabekistin is pas. So pas, you don't have to make another bracha. You have to make another hamotzi.
Is that ever stated explicitly?
What?
In the sugya that we're going to do about is there a rule that says if you eat bread later, then we don't have to make
it? Well, if you made it la'achar ha-suda, there are two possibilities. It doesnn't talk about pas. The reason it doesn't know about pas, Rani, is because nobody eats pas la'achar ha-suda.
If they did,
it would be b'toch ha-suda. No, pas ha-mabekistin, the Gemara says the famous. The Gemara invokes pas ha-mabekistin in that sugya. Yeah.
You know, correct. I don't think our stuff is now. We eat it for dessert. We need to eat like bread.
And if we're real, you're right. It's inconceivable because they didn't have such a material. Nobody. That's why your position, you and me, right here, is just wrong. It's just wrong. Dessert bread, for sure. You have to allow, if you want to argue the kachim, maybe as a suffix, I'll hear that. You cannot tell me that, or I'm going to say that our cake, our bakery cake, is the equivalent of kisim. It is conceptually the great. It's not kisim. It's much closer to the second of the Ramas. But you get them to tell me that the person is not going to make a bracha on the cake for dessert because maybe it's real pas.
Yeah, I'm not saying I subscribe to that. I'm just saying it relies on a kula about bread afterwards that I don't know exists.
Well, because the metzias can't exist by definition. If you were eating real bread after the suda, it wouldn't be after the suda. That's the problem.
Is the suda defined that way by eating bread?
Yeah. That's an item for throw at you.
I was saying, if you clean off the table, like the suda has presumably ended, and you almost.
If you clean off the table and you reach a stage where you can't eat anymore, you have to bench. Why you might have there's a whole sugya about this, which we were going to touch upon. When you say havlo v'nemara, it's an Arabic psalm, but it's quoted on the Malfon base. It's in that, not in the Gemara, but in discussion with the Rishonim. So the Gemara's maskana by the wine ultimately is if you say hava v'nevarech, then you, it's a hesher chadas. You have to make another bar peragafen. You don't make a bracha achron after the wine you drink. You make another bar peragafen, and the drachmas is going to pass you. Mayim achronim might be, and maybe because you just wash mayim achronim again. Mayim achronim might be the only thing that teicha for the tefillah bracha. And therefore, you have to bench. But even there, it's not so clear because you could say, "Well, I want, you, know, you cannot bench. You could eat some more. You might have to make the bracha rishon because of hesach hadat, and then you have to wash by machorim again." So, I think by definition, in other words, if you were to say, "Pas memanav shach," I think it's pretty clear that if you're still going to eat bread, might eat bread, it would still be betoch hasuda. It's still betoch hasuda. I mean, just.
Every other thing is a problem. Okay. What was your question? I know the answer, but I'm just generating the now. If you get to the end of the meal and you want to eat a ton of cake, the point where it would be to be if it were on its own, would it then you wouldn't have to make a brownie?
Another one.
You assumed in the hamotzi originally.
You might be putter because it's achila gasa. How could you eat? How could you get to the end of the meal? The answer is you're theoretically correct.
He's a picky child.
You're theoretically correct. You're saying, well, let's say you started your meal, you had some bread and hummus, and you decide, you know what? I want to stuff the rest of myself with that cake.
This would actually come up for me because, like, sometimes there's not a lot of vegan options in between, so I could end up just relying on the dessert or.
I certainly hope we have to have a little chat about that veganism. Not now. I want to say the following. If there's any argument that it's done for health reasons, you're losing the argument. We can argue on another occasion. But yes, if the whole argument is that it's for health reasons, you've just thrown that out the window. Because if you have to go stuff yourself with dessert in order to be full, you should be eating something more substantive. Okay, Shimi.
So does this mean that appetizers you also have to make a separate bracha?
No. Appetizers is to be moshech the achila, so it's considered bamech masa suda.
So it depends whether it's before versus after?
Correct, because there's a different function for it. Appetizers are not lekiduach. That's how we often describe pasabah b'kistin, it's lekiduach. You know, literally means to wipe away. It's like a palate cleanser, but it's, you know, but it is. But we know, we understand what dessert is. There's no rational reason we eat dessert. I mean, we eat dessert for totally rational reasons. We eat dessert, even though we're mostly full, is because it's got sweet stuff in it, which we're evolutionarily programmed to crave because you pack in whatever calories you can. And it's much more efficient when you're eating sweet stuff, generally, packing in calories, than when you're, well, fat's pretty net, not sure, but anyway, yes.
You know, it's like to be a palate cleanser.
It's not palate cleansing. Okay. Your palate cleanser is usually used between courses.
Right, that's what I was
but I think that's also called mechamasa suda. So, in fact, it's preferish to the that the appetizers or the hors d'oeuvres are don't make their own bracha because berach alapas patros parparos. That's really what parparos are. In fact, some of the parparos though might be they're not pasavah b'kistan, but they might be mizonos. More than that on another, when we get to that sukkah, that'll be next semester. Obviously, pretty much any other surgery at this point is next semester. So, okay. Yes, but you should realize that off the mic. I guess I've given sure this multiple times, but not here. That when anything that you have is dessert, putting aside the pasta kistin question for a second, do you make bracha rishona on that? Ice cream, on a drink you don't, because shkia is considered mechamasa suda. Anyway, we operate with the assumption that we're always betocha suda, we're never la'achar suda, but Dabar Shabbat, Dabar, which is not Bamech from Asa Suda, always requires a bracha rishona. So, yeah, it's only one, no bracha for it. No, you rely on the chasamaza. Yeah, that you rely on. Okay.
I know, some people
said,
if I'm a guest, but it's different.
No, it's not. Okay. The guest, Sarah in the Gemara, is. One of the Amoraim said they would bring him stuff and he would not make a new bracha rishona. He wasn't nimlach. And if you're eating, again, my fame, again, I haven't said this in shir. I probably said this. It's the problem giving shir occasion. No, it's wonderful giving shir occasion. The problem giving on the same topic. I don't remember what I said. Let's say, Jake, you're a disciplined person, right? Okay, you're going to have some Oreos. How many Oreos are you going to have?
Three.
three Oreos. That's the number I was used to. Excellent. He's copying the Dash Rabba. Three Oreos, okay? And you're a disciplined person. You're running your miles. You want to make sure, you know, you don't put on weight. The Freshman Five, or whatever it's called. Okay. So, okay, fine. Deflation. We need some deflation. So you just said a three. Okay, and that's what you always do. And now, you said a great Sfar and Shir, you read the Gemara really well. Stephen, you say, you know, I'm going to treat myself. The halacha is you have to make another mezonos, because that's called nimach. You don't intend to eat that. For example, you sit down and eat Oreos, you have the last three Oreos, you assume that the last cookies in the house, and you enjoy them, and then you go to the cabinet, you're still hungry, you find another box of Oreos. Guess what? That's making another mezonos. That's called nimach. This is dina, we're not well known now. I would tell you that we today operate slightly differently in some circumstances than they did, because you know you have a pantry, and you know there might be other goodies in the pantry. So I said, if you for sure assumed, you searched up and down, and you thought there were no more Oreos, and this is all you're going to have, and you find new Oreos magically, you do have to make another, or your mother walks in and she just bought Oreos from the store. You didn't even know, she thought she was on vacation, she comes home, she brings Oreos, got to make a mezonos, even with mom like that. I think that if you sit down to have snack, and you have some Oreos, and you figure, you know you're going to might have some more, you're not hungry, and you find chocolate chip cookies in the cabinet, that might not be called nimach. So there's a Gemara, it's quoted on Daf Mem Beis, my finger is pointing to, which is they came to the house of the Meshkalusa, and after they took away the tray, they sent out some other stuff to eat, and Rava ate, and Rav Zera didn't eat, and Rav Zera said to Rava, but if you're the Salek, doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat anymore. He said, I'm not taka the Meshkalusa Samkina. I'm somech upon the taka, the table of the Meshkalusa, because I know he can always bring up more stuff. I never know. In the house of the Meshkalusa, it ain't over till it's over. And Tosa says, Anan Ashokhan the Balabai Samkina. So yes, when you're a guest, it will help them away with some nimlach issues. But it doesn't change the fact. That's because the Balabais intended to have all this food, and you were so much upon the Balabais. But the Balabais for dessert, he's trying to make a bracha on dessert. How does it help you that you're so much upon him? People are looking for all sorts of hichet. Listen, I'm generally in favor of the Aruch HaShulchan, the classic approach of the Imam Yitzchus and Israel, but this one's just wrong. We found the little one for cake. Could you argue the Biyu Halacha? For cake, dafka. But on fruit, and on ice cream, and on watermelons, you've got to make the brachas. And I think on cake, you make the brachas. It's called Davar Shalom by Machmas HaSuda. Please don't come in. Today, dessert is part of the meal. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Okay, so you know from now on, I different parts of my life, I never, there is a day in the Gemara, by the way, Bichia is quoted in the Ma'al Chon Beis, who says, pas poter kol mi'e ofon. We don't pass them that way. The Gemara says, we don't pass them that way. We pass them like, for papas, his tripartite self. Right? Betoch HaSuda Mechamas HaSuda, Betoch HaSuda Shalom Mechamas HaSuda, and Lachar HaSuda. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskim see it. Yeah. But Tosu says, we don't have a Lachar HaSuda. So then I believe Mechaber quotes it in Sefalach, and he says, in Sefeis, he says, but today we don't have a Lachar HaSuda. Yeah, that's the thing. You know now. Now you can torture, you can do the din properly, and you can bother other people. If you want to know, it is located in, I don't like to go astray, but let's go to Simon Kavai and Zion in the back of the Gemara's deals about that. I want you to see it with your own eyes, not to trust it. Yes, Ezra the first.
For who are reluctant to make a mezono, right after benching, for example, because they say that it's a
Rosh Hashanah Tzricha, they should have eaten it earlier.
Not a Rosh Hashanah Tzricha, it's like almost like, I don't know, be Zion, like a, it's like an insult, right? Or you just,
yeah.
I don't like it.
And what do we do? Kofai and Zion. Look in, you have the Oroz Mahadar?
Just say you don't have to bench before eating 30. They
make a bench after. Yeah. No, but they bench for me. I don't know what they would think of. Do you guys have Oroz Mahadars?
I know.
Wow. Okay, I'll read you slowly. Devarim habayim. This is Kufay and Zayin. Devarim habayim b'toch ha-se'uda. I'm going to read this in honor of Rani. Rani will correct me if I get anything wrong. Okay? I told you we're going to at some point I'm going to read like that way. Devarim habayim b'toch ha-se'uda. Imhem devarim habayim echamat ha-se'uda. Dahenu devarim shederach lekvoa se'uda alehem lafei kohem et atat. Kigon basar v'dagim uveitzim v'irakot u'gehina v'daisa u'minei meluchim. Afilu ochlam belo pat ain't unim berachan lefnehem de birkat hamotzi potratan. How am I doing? Okay. Fine. So if you have stuff with, if you have stuff that's like part of the meal food, fish, other, whether you eat on the bread or not on the bread, birkat hamotzi exempts. V'lo la'achareim, you don't need a beracha la'achareim either, the birkat hamazon potratan. V'imheim divarim haba'im shalom mechamat ha'su'uda. V'hainu she'en derech likvoa su'uda aleihem lafeit v'ahem et ha'pat, kigon, te'enim v'anavim v'chol minei peirot. Fruit in general. It's not, there may be today sometimes we do certain kinds of fruits. And don't count avocado, because avocado is a fruit, but it's not a fruit for these purposes. Okay? Guacamole is v'mechamat ha'su'uda. Alright, so if you have fruits, like te'enim and anavim, im ochel otam belopat, if you're eating them without the bread, and there are some details here, but te'unim b'racha lifnehem, b'birkat ha'motzi eina potratan, b'lav me'ikar se'unahe. Ve'inam te'unim b'racha la'acharehem, v'chevan sheba'u b'toch ha'se'uda, birkat ha'mazon potrata. Okay, I'm going to leave it. He then goes into details if you eat fruit with the bread. And some of the time, some of the not. There are all these details. And that's not for now. I just want you, that's not something you're normally going to have. U'devarim haba'im la'achar, this is Sif Beth. U'devarim haba'im la'achar se'uda, kodem birkat hamazon. Shehaya minhag bimei chachmei ha'demara, shebesof ha'se'uda, hayum moshchim yideihem min apat, u'misirim oto, v'koveim atzmam le'echol peirot, v'lishtot kol basha mevi'im az lifneihem. At that stage, when they had bimei ha'gemara, al-achar ha'se'uda time, te'unim, abein divarim haba'im mechamat ha'se'uda, bein divarim haba'im shelo mechamat ha'se'uda, te'unim biracha, bein lifneihem, bein la'achareim. It requires a bracha achrona too. Dehamotzi ubirkat hamazon ein potrin elamash ne'echal toch ikar ha'si'uda. That's din ha'gemara. V'din zeh ha'acharon eino matsui beinenu. Lefi she'en anu regilim limshoch yedeinu min hapat ad birkat hamazon.
This sounds like dessert though. Like, you could argue
that we have la'achar hamazon today, maybe, but I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because if you have challah on the table, you often leave it there. And sometimes people will have a slice of challah. So I don't think it was different. You know, I don't know exactly what they did in the days of Balei HaTosfot. I think that you can say that our dessert is still toch ha'se'uda. You can be Mekel on the bracha achrona. That bracha rishona, dessert is not ba mechamat ha'se'uda. Ezra, you have a comment?
If Papa missed something earlier, in the event that I'm thinking of my family for Shabbat, we often take the challah off after we do the soup for the main course.
But that tells you that doesn't mean you're not in the middle of the meal.
No, but
I'm saying if you left the bread on, for sure it's toch ha'suda, but I think it doesn't matter. Even if you clear the... You can imagine this happens. Someone says after the meal when they're serving dessert, could you cut me a piece of challah? Right? In other words, now, again, I think we can be lenient and assume that a tosis is cool. That we can assume. That we do not have... And the Chaber quotes it, so I think that... Moran has that even the Sardim will follow that. You can, Rani is pondering here. Don't go home and make trouble, please. Please. I know, listen. The dessert, you know, Versalovichik used to tell his students, there were some things, I just heard Rabbi Lichtenstein told the story on Sunday. So you know, the Rav was not specific for Kiddush, as many are, at least for the Kiddush itself. And so, Roy Lichtenstein said, the Rav said, you're supposed to sit your Kiddush. So Roy Lichtenstein said, well, you know, my father stands, what should I do? So he said, you should follow your father's minhag. Most of the time, the only minhag I know the Rav told the students to ignore parental minhag was not sitting in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. I'm sure it's the Sabarim do, right? Chutzlatz. Sabarim, I assume, follow them. It's not the Chaber and the Rabbis. It's a Hasidic business, and that's where it spread from. But both Maran HaMechaber and Maran HaRama, both assume you have to skin the Tzigamar. Wait,
and
both of them. Hilchos Yesuri Yisrin and Bruch HaMarachinia. It's pretty explicit. Yes. Yes, I always like to say the former Rav of my shul, who was a very committed brisker, Boaz, so he would he told the story. Rabbi Adler told the story that the Rav had told him, said, you sit in the circuit of Sarah. So the first year he was married, he was all prepared. He was living in Westgate, in Tina, and his parents came to Yom Tov, and he just couldn't bring himself to sit in the circuit because of his father there. So then he never went back to sitting, he never went to sit in the sukkah. So every 2 years he would give a shir in lumbus, you know, as to why he would sit in the sukkah. And my comment would be, is that whatever lumbus you give to explain why he would sit in the sukkah is wrong. You know how I know it's wrong? Because the Gemara says, obviously it rejected your lumbus. They were thinking about it and said it's wrong. The only thing you could argue is the mitzvah has changed, that it's so cold that now it's nikkar that you're sitting there for the mitzvah, so what's up about those? That's the only thing.
You apply it every other day.
No, it's not about Tosef issue there. You're mechuyev to sit. You might be a heavy to sit in it.
Why would you call Tosef? You're supposed to sit in
the Sukkah. The answer is yes. I sit in the Sukkah. I jokingly say that the rest of Sukkah, if it were snowing, I'd be eating in the house. But Shemini Atzeres, Lafuke, Miliban, Shachasidim, I'd be sitting in the Sukkah if it's snow. Now, I don't do that because that might be about Tosef. I use the same standards I use. If I do not sit in that 7 days, I don't sit in Shemini Atzeres. Anyway, so. So I would tell you, generally speaking, again, I think one has to be aware that some minhagim are not really minhagim. I don't assume everything that I grew up with, and my father wouldn't care in most cases. Not all minhagim do I assume were based in something. You know, if your mother tashes the knives by putting them in the flower pot. Yes, now you know, you learned that about dessert. You know where the minhag came from. The Gemara says that it's for cold. The way you clean a knife off to get the fat off is you stick it in hard ground 10 times. So there's a minhag of nashim and tzidkaniyos that when that knife gets scraped up, they put it in the dirt in a flower pot. That's right. It's a total misunderstanding. It's not burying it in the ground. It's using the hard ground because they didn't have soap. They didn't have things they could easily dip a knife clean. You're scraping it off. That's what it comes up.
In general, using dirt was pretty common for cleaning a lot of things, wasn't it?
You have certain abrasives. That's not what this was. This was simply to get the shamunis off the knife. You stick it in hard ground. When you stick it in, you plunge it in. The shamunis on the knife doesn't penetrate, just the sharp edge does. Okay, anyway, so there are minhagim that are not minhagim. You do have to know. You can't, as for Shefter, my Rebbe loves to quote first Rabbeinu Tam on the first page in Bava Basra, minhag, and it switched around, the osius are gehenna. So, not. Yes, not all minhagim are valid. You have to know it's a valid minhag. So when it comes to dessert, outside of, you could defend cake, even though I don't think you should do that. I think you should on all things. But certainly anything that shahakol, ha'etz, or ha'dama, there's no suffix whatsoever, you have to make a bracha for those things on dessert. And I think you should do one pasav of a kistin as well. That seems clear to me. Okay. We didn't get that. So this, just to remind you what the schedule is going for. So I think we've finished. Definition of pasta of the kistin. I think we're satisfied. The question is karas safek, the karas vadai, and the ramifications. The next two topics are going to be what constitutes kviyas. That's the second one, and the one before that is what the meal food versus dessert food that last mechaber, which is a huge machlokas achronim by Pashtida, what the din is. There are multiple shitas there. We will explore that. That will be shir probably on Monday. Tomorrow on Thursday, shir will be remote. It will be bekias. We're trying to finish by Sunday the first parak, which is what your bechina is going to be. Maybe, I don't know if we're going to have Ian or not on the bechina or not. This part may be lishma. We'll see. But shir tomorrow will not be regular time. I will send out, obviously, both on Zoom. It will be Sunday scheduled tomorrow, 11:45 to 1, and Thursday will be regular 11 to 12:15. Okay.